Welcome. It is time to grab a seat, buckle up, and take a ride with me through the wild, wild west of the Web3 universe, where we will learn all about coins and tokens, NFTs and contracts, digital real estate and the metaverse, and so much more. There will be a lot to get through on the block, but I'm here to help you pave the way and avoid those nasty pitfalls and rug pulls so you don't get hurt. I will introduce you to interesting characters and concepts as we go about this journey. Welcome aboard. Your ride starts now. What's up? What's up, everybody? Thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited to have a co-pilot on this ride with me today, Miss Johanna. She is incredible. I met her during a retreat that I was at a few weeks ago, and we totally connected about the Web3 space. We connected about being powerhouse women doing things in Web3, and she is just an incredible human being. I'm so glad she's here with us today. Johanna, please tell the people who you are and what you do, my love.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me. I love like how our energy connected and how like it was so serendipitous, because, you know, it is important for women to know, like, man, there's nothing we can't do. And knowledge is power, you know, like the more you understand things, the less that people can kind of take advantage of you in a way, or pull a fast one on you. Because if you're right. If you have knowledge, you have that background. So I'm an MBA because I wanted to learn how to run a business, because I've always known that I was going to have my own business. I worked for someone for 6 months and there's no way I can do this, because the thing is, I would think like there's things you're doing that I can do better, and you're telling me to do things a certain way and I know I can do them better. So I can't do this. I can't work for you. You're not letting me work. Right. So What I do is I have a coaching business, and I bring people out of the matrix. Like, I teach you how to understand life at the level that you need to, so that you can create whatever you want in this experience. Because, I mean, if we're talking about video games, like, this is the ultimate one that we're in right now.
Oh my gosh.
And I do that through yoga, the philosophy. Not the physical practice that most people think of when they say the word yoga, but yoga as kind of the philosophical, right, definition of it, which is yoga is the cessation of the fluctuations of your mind. And what that means is that yoga teaches you to not let your mind be what's creating your reality, to actually be in the moment and just accept things for what they are. And yeah, you can learn that through that. There's so many other ways in your life and in everything you do. And so, yeah, that's kind of a little bit of what I do. I work mostly with really stressed out people, and I show them how their issues are so minuscule when you break them down. And yeah, so that's what
I do. Oh my gosh, there's so much to unpack there. And it's so funny because, like you said, it was serendipitous, our connection. There were moments where we were in session, or moments where we were out in, you know, the wild, what I would like to say, and connecting outside of just being stuffed up into a conference hall, taking notes on a piece of paper. And I remember running into you so many different times, and you were on the phone and you're outside and you're like trying to listen in. And we're just like, you know, you were totally present for your clients and present for the people you were there. Like you said, you know, all of these things that we have going on, the stressed out things in our mind, are just minuscule things. It's like, hey, I can still be present with my clients while still being present to this event and these people, and have the connections and really know when to create those boundaries. Because one of the things you said to me is, after today, my phone goes off, I'm off the next few days, and I'm just going to be here. And it was so cool to watch you do that, to watch you really take in all of that. The other thing I want to talk about, or just briefly hit on, is so funny how you and I are so connected in that realm. I went into the accounting world because I was like, I'm going to have my own business one day. I'm going to be an entrepreneur one day. And I do not want my accountant pulling the wool over my eyes. I want to know what these P&L profit and loss balance statements. I want to know what all of these mean. So they can't do that. And so for you to go into business because, you know, you're like, no, like I'm going to do this, or I want to do this MBA because I'm going into business. It's similar. So I love that. I love that connection that you and I have. How did you enter Web3? Where are you at in Web3 now? And let's just unpack the whole blockchain, all of Web3. Let's unpack that.
I love this. So I kind of got into it by accident in 2016. I was living in Costa Rica, teaching at a yoga studio, and had a conversation with someone, and he was like, yeah, you know, because there's this thing that you can pay with. It's called Bitcoin. And it, you know, it's really hard to get money from Costa Rica to other countries. But if you have Bitcoin, it's untraceable, and you can pay anyone, and there's no conversion fees, and there's no this, there's no that. And I was like, what is this world? And it opened my eyes to a lot of other worlds that I didn't intend to, like the black web and things that I never want to see again. But it led me to invest in a space where it was amazing. I only put in $250, and at one point I had over $9,000. So yeah, I've come out and I've gone in and I've come out and I've gone in and I've played around a little bit, and like I'm out right now. I'm totally out. There's only what I need for my NFTs to run and for me to mint things and for exchange rates and payments for things, and that's it. But I know I'll be back, way back in the space, even more than before, because whatever I took out, I'm putting everything back in. So you know, some people invest in real estate, some people invest, and I believe that this isn't just an investment. I mean, whole countries are attempting to run on this and putting it in place so that it's happening. I mean, this is happening, people, whether we know it or not, this is happening.
Exactly. To Johanna's point, this is an entire paradigm shift. This is not just a technology or just something you can throw extra cash at and hopefully make a, you know, profit. This is literally shifting the way that we do things. Yeah. So when the internet came aboard, you know, our parents and grandparents couldn't even fathom the idea of being able to talk to each other like you and I are talking to each other, you across the world, me on the other side, you know, here on this screen because of the internet. The internet is not a fad. It wasn't something just to invest into. It is a part of our society. It's a part of our culture, and it's a part of how we do business. It's a part of how we interact with each other and connect. So I love that point that you just said, is like, this is not going away. This is not going away.
And like I said, I'm using it as an investment right now because I see the opportunity. Once the coin stabilizes, it's not really going to be seen in that way. So just like everything else in the world, things evolve, right? So it's important to know that yes, some people are getting rich and losing it all with because of the way that they're using the coin at the moment. And yeah, that's a reality, but it's also a reality that the coin at some point will find some semblance of stability. And the coins that are the real coins, the ones that are not a scam, because let's be honest, there's a bunch of scams out there. The ones that are not, those will end up sticking, and they'll end up building a blockchain that will have really amazing things. So you asked how I got into this space. So again, accidents, right? Like my ex-boyfriend is making a lot of money with bad wabbits. Throw it in there. Give you a little shout out. And I bought a bad wabbit. And I bought one because Gary Vee said that his favorite movie was Star Wars. And I bought an R2-D2 one. So I was like, that one's got to be mine. And then when I bought it, I told him he's got to make me a Yogi Bunny. But anyways.
Oh, cool.
We got to. But you know, I was looking to find investors for a yoga center that I'm creating in Puerto Rico. And the reason why I want investors and I don't want a loan is because I want to be able to bring people here from countries that could really help or use having a really good yoga teacher that understands the philosophy of yoga and understands how to help people at that level. Mm-hmm. And I want them to be able to come here and train with me. And if the dollar exchange doesn't make sense, I don't want that to be what stops them. Mm-hmm. So that's one. And two, I've been running retreats since 2014, and I can create really amazing experiences for people. So when you buy one of my NFTs, what you're investing in isn't an experience that you're going to have from 2025 to 2030 when this is complete and we're old grand open. But then further than that, then the NFTs that I'm using to basically crowdfund my project, you buy an NFT, which is usually a pose of me doing yoga. I have an artist that created one. And once I have my bad wabbit, that'll be one as well. Mm-hmm. It's also a collaboration of people that believe in it. So they've made me drawings and they're also in the space. So they have their community and they want to kind of share with me. And then the long-term vision of this is that I want a mirror of this place in the metaverse. And people say to me, like, how is this even going to work? And, oh, the vision is very clear and it will work. Like, and someone will donate the space for it to happen. And I'm not even going to have to spend in the real estate because someone's going to understand what I'm doing and they're going to want to be all in. Because No matter where we are, when people are looking for something outside of themselves, which now that we're going to have this space or we have this space, people are going to lose themselves even further, I believe, some mm-hmm. of them, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. There has to be a place where they can go that can bring them back to who they are.
Absolutely.
And that's what I'm going to create. Like, I will have a temple that they can come to and they can learn the philosophy of yoga and they can who they are and why they're in this experience. Because whether you're in the metaverse or in the real world, and it's still, you're here to find yourself. You're here to serve others. You're here to find your unique thing that makes you fire. You're also here to understand that because nobody has that, nobody can steal it from you. Nobody can take it from you. So go and share it.
Johanna, like, you're giving me the chills. You're giving me the chills right now, girl. I have so much to say to what you had to say, but I want you to finish and then I'm going to go back a little bit.
No, I just, you know, it all comes down to no matter where we are, we need to find something that helps remind us. Mm-hmm. That we're here to remember that we're God and we're here to come home to who we are. So whether it's in this world or in that world, it's going to have a screen which will be videoing our world into their world. So they will be watching a human actually teaching the classes in the metaverse. So how about bringing that all full circle?
I love it. I love it because you hit on something so powerful. And because a lot of my listener base currently right now are newbies, and my passion and my love is really helping cut down the noise, cut down all of the bogus bullshit in the space, and really help people understand what this is about, that this is a life-changing, community-building type of technology or entire paradigm shift that I talked about, and not just merely coins getting tossed around and dollars going up and dollars coming down and whatever people want to think that it is. Mm-hmm. And Johanna mentioned something so powerful in the sense of what her vision and what she's doing with these NFTs. So quickly to go back for my newbies who may have gotten a little bit caught into the weeds as she was talking, when she talked about that NFT having value for the next 5 years, you know, from 2025 to 2030, when someone purchases that, when I purchase her NFT, I have access to her. I have access to the community that she's built in Puerto Rico. I have access to whatever offerings that they are doing there for the next 5 years. Now, should I?
And 50% off for life.
And 50%. So a lot of benefits, right? In all of that. Should I decide after 2 years, you know what? Like, I really want to, like, I'm outgrowing this, or I'm wanting to do something else, or you know what? My mom or my sister could truly benefit this. I can sell that NFT, or I can transfer it to a different wallet, to my sister, to my mom, whoever, and they can reap those same benefits over the next 3 years. that is the incredible power of blockchain technology, of NFTs, is they allow you to transfer or sell if it's something that is no longer benefiting you. Because right now, people are investing in masterminds. People are investing in programs. They're investing in NFTs that give them, you know, different access. And then they get it and they're like, hey, Johanna, I'm making this statement right now. I want you to know I think your project is 100% valuable and I would totally invest into it. But what I'm saying is, for those people who are looking into NFTs and might get involved in something, they don't have the ability currently right now with the current system, the way everything is set up, to get their money back. They could fight the organizer. They can do all this stuff to try to get a refund and, oh, this mastermind wasn't what I thought it was going to be, or this wasn't what I was thinking the product was going to look like. With blockchain, if it's not something you resonate with any longer, put it up for sale. And chances are you can get more money back than you actually purchased for it, because that is the power of the beauty of all of this. So, you're doing incredible things with that. I just had to like a circle back just so people understood kind of what you were talking about with when they purchase your NFT, they're getting access to you, access to your community, access to what you've purchased or what you've created, the community.
Yeah. So I'll give you an example. So I have a friend who has a fun t-shirt company. Mm-hmm. And I looked at her and I was like, dude, you need to do some NFTs. And she's like, dude, I sell t-shirts. And I'm like, exactly, dude. Like, you just take the logo, you take a picture of it, a freaking picture of it. Make it a nice picture, right? And put it in Photoshop. And then you make cool designs from, and then the person's unlockable content is your t-shirt and the size that they want. And they can pick the thing. And now you have, again, what people don't understand is that the resale value is established by the person that is selling it. How much I get for it. So let's say that I change or I create one special NFT, and that NFT gives you those 2 weeks for life. That means that you can keep selling it. So how would I make money? So I make money because in the resale value, I tell you how much percent I get. And I just say, okay, so you're selling it. You'll get some of your money back. I'll get half the amount that you get. So I'll still get paid for those other people. Like, it's just, it's amazing. Like, I think the people are getting lost in translation because they think that the thing that matters is the actual digital asset that they're buying. Sometimes it does, and that is valuable a lot of the times. However, with someone like me, where what you get is just a picture of me doing yoga, like, I love it. Yes, have fun with the picture, but that's not really where the value is. The value in the fact that I'm going to create 2 weeks for you where you are going to completely shift how you're going to see the world. Mm-hmm. That's the value.
Yeah. And that doesn't even completely shifting your entire being and who you are after spending 2 weeks with you is priceless. There's nothing, there's no financial. So the fact that you're able to financially like gain also, if you get those 2 weeks and you're so transformed that you don't need to go the next 4 years and you make a financial benefit, that's huge. And Johanna wins, you win, everybody freaking wins in this. This is the power of blockchain. This is the power of the space and where we're heading. And it's just so beyond. And it
keeps when people you talk about it, I just have too. To.
What is it?
It keeps people accountable too. Because when I transfer something to you, you can't go and lie and say that I said, that I didn't say, that I gave it to you. I mean, those things are on the blockchain.
Yep. It's a public ledger. It shows Johanna transferred to me and it's clear as day. For some people who might be questioning privacy and, oh my gosh, it's all going to be out there publicly, please understand also, it doesn't say Johanna transferred something to Brooke. It literally is Johanna's unique wallet address and my unique wallet address that's public facing. And so all you see is a string of numbers transferred to so-and-so. It doesn't actually say the person. So don't freak out and go, oh, I'm losing my privacy even more. You're actually losing your privacy now with Web 2 currently as it is, to Facebook, to Google, to all these other conglomerates that are selling your data, not to get all into big conspiracy, but we know that they're making their whole business model is to serve you advertisements. If they know who you are, if they know what you like, if they know what you, which they can see by how you transact in the web space currently, you don't have access to that. They're making money off of your data and you're just out here kind of like, so blockchain gives you the privacy while still keeping everything public and people accountable, just like you said.
And I just have to, like, because that's one of those things that really just nags on me. You are literally paying them.
Yes.
With your time. You're literally paying them every second, every friggin' second. and the worst part of it is that it's brilliant the way that they design the actual algorithms of the system. And it could do amazing things. Like, for example, and this is being used in some programs, but let's say that I have a student who is dyslexic, but I can't really figure out that that's what's wrong with him, right? As a teacher mm-hmm. or as his mom or whatever. So if the algorithms that figure you out and figure your patterns out, and you apply what math would be or what history would be or what science would be, you can literally see where the student is making all the mistakes because the computer does all of that for you. So if the student's always messing up the two numbers, the computer is going to figure it out in 3 seconds and tell you that kid's dyslexic. This is what, how you have yep. to teach him math.
Yep.
And it can then fix the things that it's showing the kid, just like it fixes what you want to see. Because by the way, you're always right because it shows you that you're right. Because if this is what you're looking at, this is what you're getting. So yeah,
right,
that whole brain wasting, like, yes, you're right. And so am I. And so is everybody else, because everything that they're seeing, it's telling them that they're right as well. So keep hating on social media. Why? Because of course you're right. Yes. And so are they. So no more hate, because everybody's right. Because that's what they're seeing. Because if they're saying that, that's what they're seeing. That's the,
oh my God.
But you can use all that to actually do something good. Yes. And that's the power that these things have. And it's like everything else. This is a world of duality. Yep. It's all about how we use it, how we see it, and our intention behind it. Mm. And just like there's going to be a really amazing things happening in the metaverse, there's going to be a lot of really sad things happening in the metaverse. Mm-hmm. And that's why people like us that are educating people on what to expect and how to keep up with what's going on. And girl, you know 10 times more than I do. Like I've been shoved the information down my throat because I've known that I need yeah. to stay up to date. And because if I want my impact to go further, again, mm-hmm. the more I know, the more I'm going to be able to offer others. So whether it's in the space or it's in the real world, there has to be this common ground still of service, right? So somehow something has to remind people of that, and that's my goal in this world and in the next.
But you say in this world and the next, but I also think in this world and the metaverse, like you've been mentioning, the beauty of being able to blend the two. And I think people really, you know, the thing that gets under your skin is the thing that gets under my skin is that people get so put their blinders on and they get so, you know, oh my God, we're going to live with VR glasses and nobody's going to connect and we're going to all be isolated. And the reality is that is not going to happen. That is not going to happen. Of course, people might be living in a metaverse, but we're going to be coming out of that metaverse, especially with programs like yours. We're coming out of that metaverse because, hey, I can't maybe not be able to make it to Puerto Rico, you know, for 2 weeks, but I can go and take your class virtually from my house here in California. And I'm coming out of that class better than I was before. Yeah. So
like, I want to be able to lead part of my teacher training in the metaverse, not certify them obviously, but like, right. I want to be able to teach people this. Like what difference does it make if they're sitting in a virtual classroom? Right now we're sitting in front of the computer all day. How is that different? I don't understand how that's different.
You and I are on the same page with that because I don't understand either. And the thing that gets me is it's like, it's so funny because when you get like this hair up your butt. I wanted the lack of a better term. I apologize. That wasn't so pretty or so womanly like. But when you get this hair in your butt, it's like you literally want to run around and go, people, open your eyes. People, open your eyes. And all people want to talk about is like Bitcoin is failing, crypto's going down, da 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 da. I don't like that. That means nothing. Like, what is blockchain technology doing? And what are these good companies and these good people, human beings like you? You mentioned there's going to be a lot of bad actors in the metaverse. Absolutely. But right now, in this moment in time, when you and I are recording this, there is a lot of shakeout in the financial markets right now, not just with crypto, also in the stock markets. And we're shaking a lot of the negative, a lot of the bad actors, a lot of the people that are looking just to create something to get a lot of money out of it and not really benefit their community. And I just, you know, it's one of those things, people just have to open their eyes. And this is what I'm doing through the podcast. It's what I do through my crypto classes, you know, eventually building out courses to really get people listening to a different voice that is not somebody that's just trying to shill them like something.
Mommy.
Sorry. The baby's in the background.
The baby.
See, they agree. They're like, yeah, people need to.
they're listening and they're like, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, okay. So as a coach, when I'm working with relationships, for example, I say, okay, when you are attempting to improve your relationship, the reason why it's so hard is because when you get past a certain point, you have moved a line that cannot be moved back. Mm-hmm. Can you elevate yourself and still become a different person? Yes, but that's up to you. The line's already been moved. So it's one of those things. We can stay here and stay blind to the line having moved, but like the line moved nonetheless. So it's really a choice. And my big, yeah, go for it.
No. Go. I'll jump in after. No,
because for me, it's so important for people to understand. If you're questioning something in your mind and you're thinking about it, like right now people are getting lost in the coins. I get it, because that's really what we talk about most. Like, right. And because we're all fueled by the media, what the media is talking about, that's what we know. But like, if it's actually bothering you, like if it's actually causing these fluctuations in your mind that are affecting you, do something about it. Learn about it.
Yes.
And then act and see how you can, because just sitting in that, and this goes for everything in life, guys. Here's the life coach throwing in that anything that just keeps you in a loop, you must become the observer and look at it from the outside thinking, where is the loop coming from? And if the answer is just me, there must be some action taken, either to do something about it or to change the freaking cassette tape. I'm that old, cassette tape.
I'm that old too, girl. I'm that old. Rewind, hit the like the.
And then the thing gets messed up and you got to go out.
Okay. Exactly. Or you want to ruin your brother's tape. You pull it all out and throw it in the dirt. It's like, he'll never be able to fix that.
I don't have siblings, but I could see myself having done that.
Oh my gosh. What a time that you and I probably exist in, where it was like, I was coming of age, like around 17, 18, when AOL, AIM Messenger, dial up internet, you know, crazy, get off the phone. I'm trying to get on the internet. I mean, these are the times that we live through. We're living through some really exciting, we're on the precipice of like massive change in the world. The world is getting like turned upside down on its head.
Literally.
Literally. And Johanna mentioned something in another guest in another show had mentioned, and I think it's really important to say it again and again and again. When the markets are running and when everything is green and everybody's excited and things are just pumping, everybody gets excited. Everybody starts jumping around and doing their thing and dumping money in and all of that. When they are red and they are down and people are like losing their ish over everything that's happening, this is actually a really great time to lean in, to really lean in, learn about it, learn what's happening here, and take the time to educate yourself, because this is where wealth is created. Wealth is created in bear markets. We've shaken the tree. We've gotten a lot of the dead weight off, and we're going to rebuild. The reality is crypto is not going anywhere. Blockchain is not going anywhere. NFTs are not going anywhere. They had a huge run up, you know, and they're going to still continue to keep going because of people like Johanna, because of people building incredible projects that are allowing people to have access to their communities in a whole different kind of way than in the traditional sense of, here's my credit card, charge it, and I'll see you in Puerto Rico in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, for me, it was one of those things, like, if you can't beat them, join them. Like, I saw that there was a potential problem going to arise because there may be some people who become a little more isolated. And even though you're having a community inside the metaverse, like you really do. But this goes for everyone. If you're in front of the computer every day, like, we need the sun. Like, that's part of what helps our immune system. Like,
it's part of health.
So like, in my eyes, if you can't beat them, join them. Like, there's no way I can fight that the metaverse is existing. So what can I do? What can I physically do? I can create a space that's safe for people that need that are having a hard time dealing with what's going on. And that's it. Because that's all I can control. I can't control anything else.
But what is it, like, look at the beauty in that is, like, instead of someone feeling isolated at home, stuck behind their computer or scrolling their social media feed and looking at everybody's perfectly curated life, feeling very down and out about themselves, like, the beauty of it is that they are able to connect with a world outside of themselves in a positive way. To go into the metaverse, to jump into your yoga, you know, studio and the temple that you're creating in there, like, provides so many outlets that we don't even know the potential benefits right now. We're sitting here in 2022. What is life going to look like even in 5 years from now or in 2030? Like, the population that is coming up out of that are going to be these young kids that actually went through. I mean, we all went through COVID. I'm not acting like we all didn't go through, but they are a younger generation going through it. There is a lot of mental illness, you know. There's so much going on mentally, and mental health is becoming such an issue. And so this is an avenue for these children, this generation, to come out through that and have this outlet, not just going to fun concerts in the metaverse and, you know, getting hurt or whatever.
You know, I think you and I are in a really cool age, because, like, I didn't have a cell phone till I was in college. I had a computer, one computer in my house in high school, but I didn't have my own computer until I was in college. And I had a flip phone until after I got out of college. Like, I didn't have that. And we've seen such a shift, and we're still at an age where we're going to see it get so much bigger. And what people are missing out of all of this that's happening is, we are here as creators. This is why we are having a human experience. Like, regardless of your religion, regardless of your thoughts on philosophy of life, we are humans, and we don't belong in this earth like the other animals do. You tell me what other animal can create like we do. None of them. They don't have these capabilities that we have. Therefore, that's what we're here to do. They're there to do their thing, and we're here to do our thing, which is create. Part of this is this world that's being created, and it's just opening so many doors for people to create different things. Like, I have a friend who's a photographer, who's an amazing photographer. He photographs ballerinas, and he makes like $200,000 a month selling his art in as NFTs.
Yeah.
He would have never been able to do that during COVID. Who was buying photographs anywhere during COVID? Like, there's also, we have to be open to the fact that people that didn't have certain abilities or avenues to create before are now having these amazing places where they can create. Like, tell me 2 years ago that I would have been thinking about creating a temple in the metaverse where people could go do yoga. Like, I was barely trying to figure out how to teach other yoga teachers how to teach yoga and have it certified internationally, much less be at this stage. 2 years changed the vision that much.
Yep.
That's ridiculous because if I can see it, it's already done. It's already possible. Now it just takes me stepping into it and actually doing the action. But if I saw it, it's there. It's already there. It's there. That's what people don't get.
Exactly. And that's a testimony to how fast this space is moving. So the fact is, 2 years ago, you're sitting there trying to figure out how you're going to train all these yoga teachers and do what you're doing. Fast forward two years, you're already like thinking 5 years into the future about what this temple is going to look like in the metaverse and all of it. That is how fast this is moving. This train is moving so fast. And I don't want to sit here and be like, oh my God, you gotta, be an alarmist. But I guess my alarmist nature and that my passion around it comes from a state of like really, truly from my heart. This is not in any shape or, you know, sense of form where I'm like, this is all for my potential gain, because I see the potential benefit for humanity, for people, for all of us. Like, our world has existed on patriarch, has existed on, you know, all of these 1% or these people that live at the top and dictate rules and we have to follow and we got to do all these things. Now is our chance to be able to take our power back through blockchain technology, through all of what we're doing here in Web3. And I think it's so important more people know about it. I really, truly do.
Like, especially the practical uses of it, like writing a contract, like something as simple as a contract. Like, things can get lost. Not here. There's a record. Like, nothing gets lost. And I believe that, I mean, at the very least, that's coming a lot quicker than people think it is, just because of its practicality.
Absolutely.
I mean, if it makes things easier and safer and more convenient, that's what we do. That's how we operate. We're humans. So that's just going to happen.
And like you said, it brings back transparency and accountability, because these smart contracts, the way they're written on the blockchain, we're going to be transacting homes. We're going to be transacting like legal documents and wills and trusts and I don't want to say, you know, my sister's an attorney and I love her to death. And I don't want to say that the attorneys are going to lose or the real estate agents are going to lose. One of the things that, you know, and you and I both have this, you know, love for Gary Vee, and we got to see him in Puerto Rico a couple of weeks ago, which was awesome. But one of the things he talks about a lot is, especially I heard him speaking to a group of attorneys, and he goes, you guys can either be on the offense right now for the next 2 years and really, truly learn this space, or you're going to be spending all of your waking moments in about 5 years going on the defense, trying to figure it out and why everything is falling out from underneath you. And it was such a strong statement and such a Gary Vee nonchalant way of saying it. But I was like, he's so right. He is so right. Like, at like 100% true. That is going to be the reality. And you can't sleep on this. You have to really educate yourself. So
Again, even if it's just on the practical uses of it, like I don't care if you don't want to buy an NFT or you don't even want to understand an NFT as it is. But I mean, these things will, as I said, I was just someone who just sells t-shirts. Jewelry. I have a friend who's a fashion designer. She's going to start drawing dolls with her fashion and selling that. Like, and then you can get the dress tailored for you. There's just so many different things that you can do.
I had a fun conversation with one of the people at Puerto Rico. I won't mention names, Johanna, you will know, but he's a well-known photographer. He spoke at the event, very new to the space, is looking at possibly having his own project, doing all this. And him and I were in a lot of conversation around NFTs. And I'm like, oh my God, I have the greatest idea, because he was trying to figure out, because he makes these custom made hats. And he was trying to figure out how he could do the hats, with an NFT, because the hat that he was wearing, if you took it off, he had a QR code you could scan and it went to a digital image. I said, that's really cool. You know, you have a physical hat, but you have your electronic NFT. And I said, oh my gosh, you are a photographer. People are buying PFP projects. For those of you who don't know, it's profile photo pictures, like as JPEGs. They're an NFT, not a JPEG, but a PFP NFT that they're using as their profile photo on social media and different outlets that they use. Mm-hmm. He's a photographer. I said, oh my gosh, you need to create a PFP project that has utility, because not a lot of PFP projects, they're just the photo, you buy it and cool, you got a cool little rabbit or a mouse or whatever it is. And it gives you identity into the community, but it doesn't have a whole lot of utility or use case after that. But imagine him offering like a headshot a session with people who hold his NFTs. I'm like, that is what you have to create first.
So, or even a hat. Like,
that is what he was like talking about. The problem is if someone sold the NFT, do they also get the physical hat?
Oh, well, I mean, that's, you just write that in the contract though. You just let them know that only the first person that owns the NFT gets the hat. I mean, that's an easy one. Yeah. I fixed it with mine because I limited the amount of time that you get the part where you can stay here. Yep. So that's only 5 years, but then you get 50% off. Yep. So when you sell it, the rest of the people get 50% off.
Oh, see. Okay.
So
I like that, because then it continues the contract. It continues the NFT having value even to somebody beyond whatever time frame has elapsed. That's really cool. So so many different. That was just an example to show like how different these, like how creative you can get as a creative in this space. Personally, I'm not creative. I'm more like in my logical left brain, love putting all the pieces together. And this is why I think I'm like such a master, and I'm not tooting my own horn, guys. I just know how to take all the pieces from the air and go, okay, this is foundationally what you need to know. And this is why it's important. And let's first understand blockchain so we can understand crypto and we can understand NFTs. If you don't understand the foundational piece, you're going to get caught in the weeds up here. And so, my logical brain works like that, but I love how creatives are able to just really, really win in the blockchain space and everybody else. It's not just for creatives. I don't want to give that idea off.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a creative. the digital aspect of it, guys. I mean, I'll show you one, a quick one, just so that you can, my doggo. My doggos want to get involved. They like the
picture. Yeah, they do. They said, you better know. Awesome.
There's probably someone here. So, but I mean, the NFT itself is not, like, it looks something like that. So it's just pictures of yoga poses.
Yes. Yeah. But
the actual digital part, like if you want to use it for your marketing or anything, man, please go for it. But the most important thing that you get is the utility. Like, it's not the actual digital. Much like my friend who's a photographer, like, yeah, you get the digital, yeah, but you get the actual physical one signed by him in the mail. And my ex that creates the Bad Wabbits, like, you get to customize a Bad Wabbit. That's the utility. Like, I get my Yogi Bad Wabbit that I get to use and actually use it, as I mentioned, for one of my NFTs. So I'll actually be selling that forward to somebody else with his permission, of course.
Right.
Because once I get it, it's mine. That's the cool thing. That's what you're actually putting on the blockchain. And that's, like, he can't say I made that. He doesn't have permission. That's the cool part. And the benefit, so I'm going to go into other space just a couple more minutes. So I was a model for a bit, and it sucks, because if I want to put my pictures on a magazine, the photographer needs to send them, not me. Yeah. With blockchain, it writes a picture to me and literally say, yes, Johanna has the right to use the pictures, and the pictures are now mine, just because you transferred them on blockchain. Okay, so models out there, models and photographers can work their projects, especially their trade projects, the Trade for Thoughts projects. They can use all of that. And in the blockchain, they can make a contract where it gives the utility for the model and the developer. And that way they own their picture. So girl, I mean, there's so many things that we can do in this space to really use it to our advantage. We just need, again, you know, the more you know, the less people can mess with you.
Amen. Period. Amen. So bottom line, if the biggest takeaway to take away from this conversation is blockchain technology or blockchain paradigm shift is ownership. You own the assets, like the models, owning the pictures, ownership. We're bringing back ownership to the people. So thank you so much for being here, Johanna. I know you have to run in just a few moments. How can people connect with you?
You can call me 851-5070. You can find me on social media at bay_lifestylePR or on the web at bay-lifestyle. And if you check out more about the NFTs, it's bay-lifepr.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I will make sure all of that info is in the show notes and also in the notes on YouTube. So thank you so much for being here. So excited and love you, girl.
I love you so much. Thanks for having me. I'm so stoked that we got to share this with everyone. This is awesome. Thank you.
Congratulations. You made it through another round on the block with Dr. Brooke. I hope you laughed and learned a bit more about this crazy Web3 universe, but how simple and fun it can really be. Would you be so kind as to leave us a review and share it with your friends? It would mean so much to get this out to more people as we embark on the greatest transfer of wealth that has ever happened in history. Hope you enjoyed yourself. We'll see you on the next one.